Hey, welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. I know some people probably thought it was over. Nah, I'm back. I took a little minute. A lot of things have been going on, but I'm back. So, to continue the ink season for this season 4, episode 2, the title of this episode will be titled Moving. And with that, there's a lot moving forward, moving on, moving to a better tomorrow, and just paying attention how you move, because a lot of people pay attention to that, and then people could think that you're moving the wrong way. So, and also, as you can see, you probably could tell in the other episode, yes, I done moved into my apartment. So it's been a long journey. God is good all the time. So here we go. Are you living your best life for you? And how can you continue it? Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you? Yeah. You're living your best life for you, but there's other variables involved. Family, if you're in a relationship, you're not living for yourself anymore. Like, especially if you have a special bond, like me and my family does. Like, we've been through a lot. So, you know, we locked in. You're probably closer than ever now. But yeah, just moving forward, I'm going to make sure I'm there for my family as much as possible, as much as I can be. Because they would do the same for me without a shadow of a doubt. And, you know, it's my fault. I've been away. Conversations was had, so we're good. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. Conversation, you have to have a conversation to move forward. So, yeah, I believe everything is fine. Moving forward, nobody's going to get in the way. And moving to what I want, I'm not going to let anybody get in the way of that. Not let anybody hinder it. Because I know what I want. I know what I want out of life. I know who I want. So, I'm going to do whatever I can to get that. So, that's what I'm doing moving forward. And of course, you know, I said it was my last time talking about it, but you know, the person I had, it definitely would have fit in with my family. Of course, like hands down, without a doubt, like truly, truly, truly. So it's just time to make more memories. More celebrations, because we have had a lot of loss, and some may say our family's under attack by the enemy, but we got to persevere and draw closer to each other, draw closer to God, because that's how we was trained up as kids. We were brought up in the church, the principles and everything from the Bible. So, it's a big thing. It's always been a big thing of our family. But, you know, move forward. I'm a work on not, you know, like, making sure people know I'm there and stuff. And, like, making known who I am. Like, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. So continue to be me and just free spirited and joyful with laughter, making people laugh as much as I can and showing people my heart. Like, you know, I have a big heart. That's, and from the conversation we've been having with my family the last few days and stuff, It's a lot of us like that. That's been embedded in us since we were kids. So we got it on us. And of course we're moving, you know, this episode was not titled moving because I moved into my apartment. It just like, and also because it made me think about like how people move around you. And like, we always was taught how to watch our surroundings. So you got to watch how people move around you and like make sure you're moving accordingly, because nobody's going to treat you like you treat yourself. So, and I didn't come across that at work plenty of times, and that's the main place I'm talking about. But that's here nor there. And like I said, I don't have nothing proven to anybody. I don't. If it's going to get there, then it'll get there. I ain't scared of nothing. Like, I ain't too worried at all. I know my capabilities and stuff, and I know how I can get, so I ain't, trust. But, and not necessarily, I don't have to be that way, because, you know, wise people have told me and I heard it when I was a kid too, like people can say what they want, but if they put their hands on you, it's different. So if it's like that, then yeah, then it's going to be a different story. But I ain't too worried about it, you know. Moving forward from that and moving what I need to do, like I come to work. I'm writing for me, but of course, if you're writing a book, you're writing for billions of people that might end up reading your book, because it's a might or a big maybe, because not everybody's probably going to like your book. So it's with that, you know. Have I been writing? I wrote a few weeks ago, and I got to get back finishing a certain chapter because there's some changes that's being made. And, you know, I've been in a different headspace because we had a big loss, and I think I spoke well when it was time for my time to speak when I went up there, but I could have said more because he was quite similar to me with laughter and stuff and like being there for family in a way, but everybody's like that in our family, really. But he was similar to me in a way, like with video games, laughter and dancing. And like, he was filled with so much joy. And like, our bloodline is strong, and there's not too many males left in our family. So it was like somebody really took somebody from our family. I mean, for the wrong family too, but that's here nor there. But yeah, like there's a lot of women in our family. It was not too many males. Like we lost a few over time, but This was from out of nowhere, and like he will always be in our memory. I know. I wish I had much time. I remember our last conversation and stuff. So like, and that just sits with me a lot. Like when a bad conversation was just like, dang. Like I could have had more other conversations, and I'm pretty sure everyone else feel like that too, because you don't expect this to happen. So it's tough. Yeah, so just keep my family in prayer. But that's what I said, moving forward, I'm going to make sure I be there, because our family shows up. Like, we show up for each other. And you know, and nobody gets in the way of that at all. Like, we have a strong accumulated bond that is be even stronger and stronger over time. It's like it's weaved into our DNA. It just makes us who we are. And I fight for my family regardless. But moving forward, I make sure I'm doing my part as much as I can. You know, make more memories, you know. That's why we take pictures, because we want to remember it. We remember ourselves, but like when you see the pictures, it brings even more memories, like of the moment in that time. And I keep getting the question, like, "Well, PJ, you don't have a girlfriend? You don't got any kids with PJ?" And you know, in due time, because like I want my kids to grow up around my little cousins and stuff, my little nieces and nephews. Like, I have somebody to play with. So, eventually, yeah. It'll happen. With the right person, of course, and stuff, you know. Because I'm all about family. And I want to move into that direction. And I feel like a lot of people feel like that. And don't allow somebody to move you in the wrong direction. You got to stand tall, stand still, and hold your ground. Like, if you already know what something you want to do, do that. Don't do something you don't want to do. As simple as that. Don't allow somebody to move you or sway your judgment, like, or change how you was raised. Like, well, if you was raised wrong, then that's a different story. But not me. That's not me personally. I won't have those problems. So, but yeah, just like hold on to your traditions and stuff, and treasure the time you have. You know, laugh as much as possible. Make more memories. Move into the right direction. Don't move backwards. Move backwards. Don't have anybody change you back into your old self, because you came a long way. You don't want to backtrack. And it's like, oh, well, now I'm old self again. And you're reacting differently. And, you know, you're not as chill as you thought you was. So, and I'm saying that for myself too. Like, don't let anybody get you out of character. Moving forward, that's what we're doing. We're not letting anybody move with you, get you out of character. Just be, do what you need to do, and get it done. Because people like to move you away from your dreams, especially when you're getting closer and closer, and they put in these positions to see you fail. They're agents of the enemy. And you got to have other people on your side. That's why you have to have this circle to push you forward, to hold you accountable. Because who else is? If you're not holding yourself accountable, who else will? So keep moving forward. Work for what you want, because nothing's given. And just love. Love as much as possible. It's too much hate. Love as much as possible as you can. Uplift the people around you, especially when they're down. You got to be that shoulder. Always tell people you love them. Yeah, you might not get a chance to. Tell them again. Hug people as much as possible. Cherish it. Be grateful. Hold everyone there and there. Don't go a day without allowing somebody to know how you really feel about them, no matter what. So, how are you going to change for the better? How are you going to move the way you want to move? Not like the song neither. When I move, you move. No. And don't be afraid to move. That's another thing too. Don't be afraid to move. Even if you're moving to another state or another city, it's probably for the better. It could be so many different possibilities, especially if you have a business that could strive way better than what it's doing now. Don't be afraid to move at all. Because the other states, the economics is different. The funding is different. The money is different. Oh yeah. So go out there and get it. Like, let your being scary hold you back. Take a leap of faith. Try new things. Like, you quick to try new food. Like, what's the difference? That state got different food than what you have. So why not? Why not you? Why can't you do these things? Why are you not allowing yourself to do these things? You got to get it done. Because that could be holding you back. Stuff like that. You're afraid to move. Move around. Stretch your legs. You're afraid to get your feet wet. We can't be this way. So, moving forward, take chances. Give second chances. You might not get another one. So, this has been the Airburn Podcast. Believe in yourself. Believe in the people around you. Believe in that dream that you've been dreaming. You're almost there. Y'all stay blessed.